Love and happiness. Wait a minute, something going wrong. Someone's on the phone. 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Talking about how she can make it right. Yeah. Happiness is when you really feel good. Somebody, there's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love that happiness.
Welcome, welcome to Love and Happiness, and I am your host, Roderick Owensby. Happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers and to you fathers who are doing your God-given job. Happy Mother's Day to you. You know, this talk show today is going to be dedicated to mothers. I'm going to be playing some beautiful songs dedicated to mothers. And I spoke to my mother earlier today, Ligertha Owensby, precious woman. You know, my father and my mother were married almost 40 years and raised a total of 8 children and gave me and my siblings a wonderful example of love and happiness. And through the ups, the downs, the valleys, we remain a strong family. And I appreciate my mother for being a true mother. You know, she's so awesome. I spoke to her today and just told her Happy Mother's Day, and the strength in her voice. You know, she's 70 years of age, 70 years young. And she is an incredible woman. You know, my mother said to me and my siblings, she said, your father gave me enough love. You know, my dad went on to glory in 1999. She said, by the way, I was blessed to do my father's eulogy. And I never will forget my subject was, this is not the death of a man. It is the going up of a prophet. And my father led a very powerful spiritual life before us. I will never forget my mother's words. She said, your father gave me enough love that I would never have to marry again. Powerful stuff. And I want to express thank you to my mother for being a virtuous woman. It's an awesome thing. You really have to really take into account how powerful it is for the mothers to be in their function in the family. You know, the scripture talks about how Adam, when he looked at his wife, he called her the mother of all living. And notice, God is so smart. She was a wife before she became a mother. And nowadays, we have the cart before the horse. And we have to return back to the original accountability and responsibility of the family. Mother, as I said, an awesome woman. So happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers. And I hope you have had a joyous, joyous day. The day is not up yet. It is, of course, 9 o'clock. I come on at 9 o'clock. It's about 9:04. So mothers, listen in. And you're welcome to call any mother, regardless of what age, 1-347-989-1463. Going to be speaking on wisdom. Love and happiness come through wisdom, but I'm dedicating this talk show today to mothers. So feel free to call me at any time. 1-347-989-1463. Going to be playing some songs that speak to mothers. So stand by. I'll be right back.
the food to my soul. Yes, you are.
Happy Mother's Day. Mothers, you're so special. There may be someone that's listening to this talk show and you have some things that you want to share that is on your heart. Feel free to call in 1-347-989-1463. Shortly, I'm going to have an 800 number for my callers. But until then, 1-347-989-1463. Feel free to call in if you want to just talk about your mother. Mother is so special. Mothers are so special. And it takes a special spirit to really be a good mother. So all of the mothers, happy Mother's Day. There was a king in the scriptures. His name was King Lemuel, king of Masha. And there were some words that his mother taught to him. Lemuel, a king, received some very, very powerful words. And I'm going to read some of these words to you. This is his mother speaking to this king, Lemuel, king of Masha. It reads, "What, my son? What, son of my womb? What, son of my bowels? Do not spend all your energy on women, nor your loins on these destroyers of kings. Not for kings, O Lemuel, not for kings the drinking of wine, not for princes to love strong drink, for fear that in liquor they forget what they have decreed and override the rights of all in distress. Procure strong drink for a man about to perish, wine for the heart that is full of bitterness. Let him drink and forget his misfortune and remember his misery no more." This is a mother speaking to her son who is a king. She says, "Speak yourself on behalf of the dumb, on behalf of all the unwanted. Speak yourself, pronounce a just verdict, uphold the rights of the poor, of the needy." Here's a mother speaking to her son who is king, her son who has power and authority, and she tells him, do the right thing. Don't waste your time with foolishness, but spend your time giving justice to the poor and the needy. How many men and women alike, especially men that are in authority, high offices in the land, how many of these men listen to their mothers? I believe if men of authority would listen to their mothers, I believe we wouldn't have so much evil in the world. Mothers can turn the hand of her children. It's time for the mothers to use your God-given authority and begin to speak. You know, back in the day, all it took is one word from my mother. As a matter of fact, she didn't have to speak to us. We were sat in church, and sometimes we would, you know, six boys at home, and we would kind of act up a little bit in church. And mother would, we could feel our mother's eyes like X-rays beaming on our very consciousness, and we would turn our heads and look at her and behold her strong face, and there would not be a word from her lips, but we can hear her mind speak loud into our minds, saying, if you don't quit, judgment is going to come. And we would respond to her look. That is the power of a woman, of a mother. Happy Mother's Day. I'm going to read some things to you. But before that, I want you to listen, mothers, to this song. You know, it's trying times now. The economy is in a certain state. But I believe by faith that there's a brighter day coming just around the corner if we can just stand. To all you mothers, stand.
You've done all you can. Seems like it's never enough. Tell me, what do you say when your friends turn away? You're left all alone, all alone. Yeah. Tell me, what do you give?
Yes.
When you give it, you can't make it. Well, you just stand when there's nothing left to do. You just stand and watch the Lord see through after you've done all you can. You just stand.
Stand, mother, stand. Continue to stand. I hope that song did something for your spirit. To my wife, Katrina, we've been celebrating all day, and not only today, every day is Mother's Day to mothers, and every day is Father's Day to fathers. And we have to stop this one-sided spirit in families. We celebrate mothers, but we don't celebrate good fathers. We have to, you know, a false balance is an abomination. So we have to give it up to the fathers, and we have to begin to speak well of both father and mother. And this is a great unbalance in the land. We must return. I say this every time on this show, that I am on a crusade of love and happiness. We can once again join hands and begin to restore love and happiness in marriage and relationships. Men, once again, stand up when a woman leaves the room. Stand up when she comes in. And I'm not talking about an excuse. I'm not talking about whether you think a woman deserves it or not. We have to begin to restore for our young men and let them see chivalry and romance and holding hands and slow dancing. You know, me and Katrina's taking up salsa and different dances and stuff. And a lot of the religious brothers can't hang with me because in ministry, I'm to God be all praise, none to me, but raw in my speaking, in my delivery. And if you can't talk about love and relationships on a spiritual level, where can you talk about it? So it's time for transparency. It's time to be open. It's time for men to say to their sons, listen, I blew it in this area. I made these mistakes, and I want to help coach you into a better situation that I've been in. And mothers, it's time for you to look at your daughters and say, listen, I'm no longer going to say that you're nothing like me. You're just like your dad. I've made mistakes too. It's time for mothers to be honest and tell your daughters and your children, fathers and mothers alike, let them know your mistakes. Let them know the good, the bad, the ugly. This gives them a consciousness and an awareness of who they are, both weaknesses and strengths. We need to do that, and I promise you, I counsel you with spiritual love and wisdom, condemning no one. I have no finger to point. I have no hell to put anybody in or heaven, but what I am is a coach in the spirit, a mentor with an apostolic mandate. Listen, we can once again restore the family to its rightful place and to its former glory. Don't let anybody tell you that marriage is over and done with. And to you that have decided to have an alternative lifestyle, I have no condemnation for you either. But I will say, pray, seek God, ask God for wisdom and guidance, and He will show you. Love, I love everyone. And I would never judge anyone. You know, God created us all, and we can't point the finger. We have to look at ourselves. Before you judge someone else, look at yourselves, and just put your ear to your closet, and you can hear some skeletons. All of us have come short of the glory of God. All of us, all have sinned. That's Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know, in Bible times, when you hear the word wife, it's the same word as mother. Should be that way now, you know, become a wife before a mother. But as we know, in reality, this is not so, but it's still the foundation is still there. And Proverbs, the 31st chapter, just going to read in short and play some more beautiful Mother's Day music for you. It says, a perfect wife, who can find her? She is far above the price of pearls. Her husband's heart has confidence in her. This is talking about a mother. From her, he will derive no little profit. Advantage and not hurt, she brings him all the days of her life. She is always busy with wool and with flax. She does her work with eager hands. It's talking about a mother. That's a wife. She is like a merchant vessel bringing her food from far away. She gets up while it is still dark, giving her household their food, giving orders to her serving girls. She sets her mind on a field, then she buys it with what her hands have earned. She plants a vineyard. She puts her back into her work and shows how strong her arms can be. She finds her labor well worthwhile. Her lamp does not go out at night. She sets her hands to the distaff. Her fingers grasp the spindle. She holds out her hand to the poor. She opens her arms to the needy. Snow may come, she has no fears for her household with all her servants warmly clothed. She makes her own quilts. She is dressed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gates, taking his seat among the elders of the land. She weaves linen sheets and sells them. She supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed in strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. When she opens her mouth, she does so wisely. On her tongue is kindly instruction. She keeps good watch on the conduct of her household. No bread of idleness for her. Her sons stand up and proclaim her blessed. Her husband, too, sings her praises. Many women have done admirable things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty empty. The woman who is wise is the one to praise. Give her a share in what her hands have worked for, and let her works tell her praises at the city gates. Powerful, powerful. If every woman lives by this, I promise you, homes will be restored. A wise woman builds her house, but a foolish plucks it down with her very hands. Happy Mother's Day. Listen closely. I'm sure you will enjoy this.
You are my mender. You are my helpmeet too. When I think about love myself, I think about love in you. You are my doing me right. My spiritual song in the special fire of me, my man.
You know, that's what a family is. A family is a ministry. There was a woman named Hannah in the Word of God, and she wasn't doing too good in her heart and in her spirit. Listen to this. This is in the first book of Samuel, the first chapter. Read it sometime. Verse 9 says, "So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept. She cried. And she vowed and vowed and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but wilt give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, How long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, No, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Baal, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, Let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning and worshipped before the Lord and returned and came to the house of Ramah, and Elkanah knew Hannah his wife. And the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, Because I have asked him of the Lord. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him that he may appear before the Lord and there abide forever. And Elkanah, her husband, said unto her, Do what seemeth thee good. Tarry until thou have weaned him. Only the Lord establish his word. So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. You know, back in those days, how they sacrificed. And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I have asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshipped the Lord there. Isn't this awesome? If you read the story, Samuel grew up to be a mighty force as a prophet. Let me say this. Have God given you something that you have not given him back? Hannah prayed. She was barren. Are you in a barren state? Are you a woman that seems like every relationship that you've been in has been nothing but misery? Then that means you are barren in that area. Are you a man that seems like every relationship that you've been in, you've been through marriages, divorces, likewise also you, the woman, and it seems like that nothing has worked for you? That means in that area in your life, you are without child or without success in this area, barren. Hannah prayed, moved her lips, but no words came out. The priest saw her and said, "Go in peace. Go in peace." Hannah kept her vow. When she had a son, she gave it back to the one who gave it to her, who opened her womb. Whatever gift. Imagine a world where people recognize that their talents, their gifts, their skills come from, not from them, but every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. What kind of world would we have where every politician, every preacher, every police officer, every teacher, regardless of what field you're in on this earth, recognizes, yes, you've been to Yale, or yes, you've been to college, universities, but your gift comes from God. Every good and perfect gift comes from God. You know, God gave you the breath to breathe, to accomplish what you need to accomplish. Let's give it back. Let's give it back. You know, he gave us the gift to prosper. So when we do earn and we become successful, think not that he gave you power to get wealth. To the rich, I say, don't forget where all your blessings come from. To the poor, I say, don't use being poor as an excuse. You are chosen to be rich in faith. Rich in faith. Think about it. You may say, "I don't have any money," but what you do have is faith. That's what you do have. You want to know what faith is? Listen.
Faith is the sense to sense, to have enough sense to sense him. Shout! You know what doubt is? Insecurity. Faith works by love. Your faith can never rise above your love. You will never have great faith until you have great love. You don't have enough love. I love you. See, you can't even say it back. I love you. You're getting good. Clap your hands and give God some praise. Now, this is what's hindering your prayers. Some of you are thinking wrong. So your asking is off. Philippians 2 and 5 said, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Now, I want you to listen to me. Who thought it not robbery to be equal with God? Are you getting this? Now unto him, everybody say him. He's able. He's able, but he's only able according to the power that works in you. Let me tell you something. Elijah had a word from God. But if you notice, Elijah, when he spoke about the rain, he didn't say at God's word. He said at my word. Some of you want to speak to the mountain, but let me tell you something. The Holy Ghost, whatsoever he hear, that shall he speak. The Holy Ghost is the spirit or the sperm of Christ himself. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, faith come by hearing by the word of God. The Holy Ghost only responds to the fruit of death or life. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil, I have located it. It's in your brain. Somebody shout hallelujah. With your dirty self. Sin is the wisdom to know how to do good and evil at the same time and then act safe. Some of y'all know how to do good and evil and you act safe. You shout safe. You give like you say. I'm just loving you. Receive it. Everybody say word. God cannot go past your asking or your thinking. God, I want you to move. Some of y'all have not even prayed. You haven't prayed yet. You know, you already got the spiritual folk in the church. They know God because they had a dream. Y'all shout. God or the devil cannot operate without asking and thinking on this planet. What's the first letter in ask? Say it. What's the first letter in seek? Say it. What's the first letter in knock? Pronounce it. Shout. What is faith? Faith is chance. No, brother. Faith is believing. Okay. Okay. I pray for a lot of folk didn't have enough sense to know what was going to happen. I said, be healed. They were healed. I said, whoa. I know some of y'all know you got it. See, but see, I trust God. For me to trust you, it doesn't mean I'm necessarily sure that you're going to do it. If I said, trust him. That means you don't know what God's going to do. But whatever he does, I trust you. Prove it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't know what God was going to do. Don't fool with me. Y'all say amen. Honey, if that wasn't a chance, you tell me what was. I'm not talking about natural gambling chance. I'm talking about, listen, we don't know the mind of God. And even we that have the mind, we still don't know it. Y'all shout. We just have it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't know what was going to happen. They had faith. Faith is not necessarily knowing what God will do, but faith is a divine ability to believe and trust. Sinners are more rich. Because they got more faith. How should I think, Apostle? You should think like God.
Love and happiness. I am your host, Roderick Owensby. I play that for you. I never will forget that powerful event when I was invited to speak. The word of faith through a divine intervention and knowledge of God fell on my lips, and the people were blessed not by Roderick, I can't bless anyone, but by the Holy Spirit that fell upon me. I love to expound on the word of the Lord in my unorthodox way that God has given me. I love to share to people. I'm just a lover of people. And the gift that God has given me, I take no credit. I take none. It is only his grace and mercy that has brought me through. Love and happiness.
I love you. When I'm with you, I'm what you call a hip cat. I'm hip to the jive. I'm in the groove, darling.
Now you're really sending me, Jackson.
Now you set my soul on fire. It is not just a little spark. It is a flame. a big roaring flame. I can feel it now. It is burning, burning, burning.
I love doing that to my wife, Katrina. And you know, it's time to smile, people. It's time to be happy. Everyone has experienced betrayal in relationships. You know, the question is, how do we deal with it emotionally? Are you still mad at that nappy head boy or that wayward girl? Are you still upset with someone because they hurt you? Well, if they hurt you, that means they're used to hurting themselves. It's time to love again. It's time to love again. And by the way, nappy hair is good hair. But you know, I'm raw in my delivery. It's time to tell young men to grow up. Grow up, men. If you're still trying to be a player, didn't you hear the song that Joe wrote some years ago, "I Don't Want to Be a Player No More"? You know, and when you play like that, you know what happens? Instead of making mothers, you know, as I said, in olden days, you became a wife before a mother. And so many young ladies pregnant, and the man just got you pregnant but didn't give you the honor of becoming a wife before a mother. And you know what happens? Oh, you ought to know by now what happens. If you're a man and you've been playing around and hurting women, you know, you got to get it together. If you're a lady and you've been hurting men, you got to get it together. Think about it. Here's a song to all you mothers. I think you will love this. I think it's a song that really represents mothers. Listen to this.
My sister's little boy came into the kitchen one evening while she was fixing supper, and he handed her a piece of paper he'd been writing on. And after wiping her hands on an apron, she took it in her hands and she read it, and this is what it said. For mowing the yard, $5. For making up my own bed this week, $1. For going to the store, 50 cents. And playing with little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. Taking out the trash, $1. And for getting a good report card, $5. And for raking the yard, $2. Total owed, $14.75. Well, she looked at him standing there and expecting, and 1,000 memories flashed through her mind. So she picked up the pen and turned the paper over, and this is what she wrote. For the night, son, when you add it all up, you know, when I think about that, I think about the day that Jesus went out on Calvary and gave his life as a ransom for me. When I think on the words, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. I like to think that the very minute that he shedded his blood, my debt was paid in full. And I want you to know today, when you had it all up, the full cost of real love is no joy.
What a beautiful song. I dedicate that to my mother, my wife, and all of the mothers. No charge. You know, hug your mother and tell her you love her. Tell her you love her. And act like you love her. Don't just act like it. Actually love her. Love and happiness. Have something special for you. Just a moment. What a beautiful, beautiful thing it is to have a mother. There is hope, people. Never get up. Never give up, that is. Tomorrow, the same time, we're going to be continuing to talk about love and happiness. Here's something old school. Love virtue, you who are judges of the earth. Let honesty prompt your thinking about the Lord. Seek him in simplicity of heart, since he is to be found by those who do not put him to the test. Wisdom will never make its way into a crafty soul, nor stay in a body that is in debt to sin. The Holy Spirit of instruction shuns deceit. It stands aloof from reckless purposes. It is taken aback when iniquity appears. Wisdom is a spirit, a friend to man, though she will not pardon the words of a blasphemer. Wisdom is what we need. You got to have wisdom. I love you. Cannot wait to talk to you again tomorrow night. Love and happiness is what we need. Tell a friend about this show. Tell everyone. All of us have experienced betrayal in relationships. The question becomes, how do we deal with it? Do we blame ourselves or our partners? The war between the sexes continues. Let's continue to talk about love and happiness. I am your host, Roderick Owensby. See ya. Love ya.
Love and happiness. Wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Talking about how she can make it right. Yeah.